This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Matt Peterson on the line of Wycliffe USA. We're going to be talking about Wycliffe's annual day of prayer, which is coming up pretty quick here, November 11th. And Matt, my first question and curiosity is, why November 11th? Is it that specific date or just the second Monday in November?
Yes, it is that specific date. So let me tell you the story behind that. So Wycliffe USA's founder was William Cameron Townsend, and he was originally a Bible salesman in Guatemala. He went there in 1917, and he was selling Spanish Bibles, but he quickly realized that a lot of the people couldn't speak Spanish. They spoke different languages. And so he got a passion for translating scripture into those minority languages because he believed that all people should be able to access scripture in a language they could understand. So he started in Guatemala, and then later he met a prominent educator in Mexico. And as he shared his vision, not only for Bible translation, but for people in minority languages to be able to read and have and read and write, this educator got really excited about that potential. So he wrote a letter of introduction so that Townsend could eventually come to Mexico. Well, there was a lot of work to be done in Guatemala. So Townsend was, you know, gratefully accepted that, stuck it in his briefcase and promptly forgot about it. So a couple years later, Townsend and a colleague, L.L. Eggers, they decided that they were recognizing more in Mexico, all the work that could be done. And so they went to Mexico, wanted to cross the border and go in to learn more, but they weren't allowed in. And they felt really passionate that God was calling them to go there, but obviously they couldn't get in. So they began praying. And after some time of praying together fervently to be able to get in, God reminded Townsend of that letter in his briefcase. So he went and he got the letter and, you know, presented it and was able to get in, and work began in Mexico before long. And so that was that event. It happened in 1933, and that was sort of the beginning of moving into new countries, moving into new languages, and it was all based on an answer to prayer. And so we believe that prayer always, or rather Bible translation always begins with prayer, and so this is our annual event to really just remind us of why we're doing what we're doing and that God's in it. And we pray for a lot of the languages around the world.
And it's something that you're asking. I mean, Wycliffe staff is going to be praying throughout the day on Monday. And I'm just curious, why do you want people to join you as opposed to people just praying on their own?
Yes. Well, we believe that corporate prayer is really important. And while we pray for our own work, we believe that God responds when people pray. And so one of the main ways that we ask people to engage in the work of Bible translation is through prayer. It is just as important, if not more so, than giving or serving. And so this is one opportunity annually for us to remind people of that and to ask them to join us in praying.
And one thing that strikes me is Wycliffe has, I think this is excellent, just so many resources to guide people's prayers. Is there any one or any specific direction that people should go in as they approach this day of prayer?
Yeah. Well, as far as the day of prayer goes itself, we would encourage people, if they're on Twitter, to follow along throughout the day. So you can join us at Wycliffe USA, and we'll have updates throughout the day. That's a great way in the short term to join us, but there's also a lot of ways that you can join in prayer all the time throughout the year. If you go to wycliffe.org/prayer, there's a number of resources there that people can use to pray. And also there's an opportunity to sign up for emails that will come out that will give you information about different Languages in Need. And you can also sign up for the Bibleless People's Prayer Project, which is it's just a group of people that come in and they sign up for an individual language, many of which don't have any translation started yet. And you can come alongside that group in regular prayer. And as time passes and a translation is started, you'll get updates about that and continue to pray all the way through the completion of that project. At the wycliffe.org/prayer, there's also a number of articles that we've written that can help people navigate prayer to understand better how they can pray effectively. So some examples are an article called How to Pray Through the News. So it can often be discouraging as you get on the news and see all the things that are happening around the world. And it feels like, it's like, where are you, God? What's happening? You can use those news articles to actually pray for the people that need translation that are in those countries. And so it gives you tips for doing that, to be proactive instead of just discouraged. You can also find an article called How to Pray for Sensitive Projects. So a lot of the translations that are being done or need to be done are in countries that are close to the gospel. And so those can be particularly difficult to start. And this article will help you know how to pray specifically for those kinds of languages. We also have How to Pray for Missionaries, which is a popular one. And it's just 7 simple points to help you pray for the types of challenges that missionaries face. And then there's also How to Pray for Bibleless People. So that is specifically geared towards those languages where translation hasn't started. And how can you pray for God to be at work and get those translations started?
All right. We'll get people connected with those resources. And on a final thought, if you had only a few seconds to tell someone, why is it important to pray for Bible translation?
Yes. Well, Wycliffe USA believes that prayer is critical for everyone, every believer. And as you think about those people that don't have scripture, we have it in our own language. You know, it's a real blessing, and many people don't have that. And God's, heart and his mission is to see all people come to him and to worship him and to know him. And translation, Bible translation, is really that foundation of missions work. It's how people are able to connect with God, to know him better, and his word is critical for that. And by praying for him to bring those scriptures to people in their own language, it's opening the door to God's mission to reach all people.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
Just encouraging people to come to our website and, wycliffe.org/prayer. Just so many resources and just being able to sign up and stay connected with prayer for Bible translation is a great opportunity. So we'd encourage people to do that.